This is Afternoons with Paula Kruger on ABC Radio Canberra.
Have you ever wondered what it was like to live in Australia during the last major pandemic? Well, the National Library in Canberra has published oral histories regarding the 1919-1920 influenza pandemic. Now, those are available online. And you can hear people talk about what happened to them more than 100 years ago. And you know what else? The library is also collecting stories about the COVID-19 pandemic and its impact. With me right now is Sherilene Robinson. And Sherilene is the Senior Curator of Oral History and Indigenous Programs at the National Library of Australia. Sherilene, thank you so much for joining us here on ABC Radio Canberra.
No worries.
So can you tell me, what can we learn from the National Library's oral histories about the impact of the 1919-1920 flu?
I think that you touched on it just before, that there really is that sense when you're listening to them that you can gain about what it felt like to live through something that has many parallels with what we're going through today. And I guess just how extraordinary it is that we can actually connect with and listen to people remembering events that happened 101 years ago. And I guess how important it was that those people were interviewed and recorded. And I think that a lot of the memories that people had from that time, they really do shed a lot of light on our situation today, whether that be about the importance of healthcare professionals, the way that communities can step up, but also the devastating impact that epidemic did have on people.
You mentioned what it's like to hear these people's voices. We're just going to hear a little bit now from a lady named Barbara Cullen.
And we had to go around in these terrible masks. And I don't know whether that really did any good or not, because if the masks were not washed properly, you know, they could have been harbouring as many germs as the air outside. I mean, it didn't occur to me in those days. I wasn't very aware of germs. But my husband told me when he came back from the war and just wanting to get ashore, and there were all these people walking about with these masks on, and they didn't know what was happening, had no idea.
Well, that was Barbara Cullen talking about something that happened in 1919-1920. Dr. Sherilene Robinson, she could be talking about something today almost.
Yes, it's almost quite eerie, isn't it, as you sort of hear that. And I think one of the interesting things about that little bit of audio that we listened to was that one thing I think that is interesting is that there wasn't quite the awareness of how things were transmitted that we might have today. So there was a bit of an idea that that masks could be effective, and that's why we saw so many people wearing them. But I think one of the more positive things about our situation today is that we do have perhaps a better idea about how germs are transmitted, which I think is a positive if we were to draw any positives from our current state.
And I understand that face masks ended up becoming a real symbol of Australia's response.
Absolutely. And I think that it's really quite striking how vivid those memories of people wearing face masks are when you listen to those recollections of people remembering that era.
And what are some of the other stories that we can hear, Dr. Sherilene Robinson?
I think that there are people reflecting on the loss and the social disruption of that time, because I think that it's quite remarkable just how much previous generations went through. So for those people who were interviewed as part of our collection, a lot of them were interviewed sort of in the 1980s, but they'd lived through not only World War One and the devastating loss of that, but then to have to go through an influenza pandemic and then to have to go through the Second World War, before that the Great Depression. So I think that there's a lot of how people deal with difficult situations that come through in the interviews. And I think that I was really touched, I think, by the resilience and the strength that a lot of the people that were interviewed showed. So, people can be talking about quite devastating moments in their lives. There's one person in our collection who talks about the passing away of her mother, and that's a really, even though the interview was conducted, 70 years after that happened, you can still hear the emotion in her voice and how upsetting that loss was.
Right, was that Phyllis Matthews?
That's right.
Oh, we've got a little bit of her. Let's have a listen to Phyllis Matthews.
Very long after that terrible pneumonic influenza hit Australia, presumably brought back by some of the men returning from overseas. This was in April of 1919, incidentally. My mother contracted it. And there were so many ill that every school was turned into a hospital. There were litters on the floor for beds. There weren't the doctors or the nurses to look after them. My aunt had to lift me up so that I could see Mother, who was lying in bed with her beautiful curly hair spread all over the pillow. She turned her head and smiled at me. I never saw her again.
Wow, that was Phyllis Matthews describing the events of 1919 and 1920, and in that case describing the last time she saw her mother, who died in that influenza pandemic. It's just quite an amazing resource for us to have access to. With you right now is Dr. Sherlene Robinson. She is Senior Curator of Oral History and Indigenous Programs at the National Library of Australia. So these are available online. Whereabouts can people find them?
I think that I would direct people to have a bit of a look at our catalogue. So if they head to sort of nla.gov.au and sort of click through to the National Library's catalogue and have a search for audio, you'll find some remarkable references to these interviews. Or you could also go to Trove, sort of trove.nla.gov.au, which will sort of show how this epidemic was portrayed not only in oral histories but also in newspapers and things like that. So, you know, it's a really incredible moment in Australian history, and it's just, I think, being able to connect with what that was like for people is a really remarkable thing for us today to be able to do.
What was it like going through the process pulling these resources together at a time like now?
Oh, I think in some ways it was, you know, hearing the excerpt that we heard beforehand, and I was really struck and quite moved by the sense of grief and loss in that interview. But something that I found, I guess, to be uplifting was that the fact that those people who did those interviews, they went on to live, you know, long and happy lives. And there's even a sense with some people when you're listening to them talk about that time that they're sort of finding, I guess, a way of laughing through times that were pretty difficult. So whether that be, you know, being in school and the maths teacher getting annoyed because everyone was wearing masks and they found that hard to teach a room full of students that were wearing masks. So that, you know, that there was resilience, there was laughter, even amongst probably one of the most difficult parts of Australian history. So I think there's something very special about the voice and connecting people to that. So I was just really amazed, I think, that you can sit here and you can hear firsthand what it was like emotionally 101 years ago, and hopefully people find a sense of resilience and connection through sort of connecting with that material.
So we're obviously dealing with the current COVID-19 pandemic. What do you think would interest the historians of the future? What do you think would interest them about what's happening today?
Well, I think that it will be really interesting just to see how people are feeling, and that's something that I think oral histories are very good at doing, sort of capturing what it's like to live through particular moments and the emotions of particular times. But I think that there's going to be a lot of interesting things that people will be interested in. And, you know, at the moment, already the library is collecting material that's on the internet, because obviously that's a big part of how people are communicating today. People are a lot more connected, perhaps, than they were back in 1919. But also, you know, pamphlets that you might get in the mail. So people might get that. I've seen quite a few people getting just a piece of paper in the mailbox that sort of says, let me know if you need any help. And those things are really valuable. You know, in 100 years, those sort of documents that show that Australians are stepping up and do care, I think, will be incredibly important.
Well, thank you so much for telling us about the collection today. That's Dr. Sherlene Robinson. She is a Senior Curator of Oral History and Indigenous Programs at the National Library of Australia. And as she was saying there, there are resources available. So many beautiful stories, and especially hearing them in audio form there, where you can hear people's voices and hear the emotion and the descriptions in what they're saying. Well, you can hear about our last major pandemic, which happened in 1919 and 1920, the influenza pandemic. And those resources are online. You're on Afternoons on ABC Radio Canberra.